This episode is brought to you by CarterComics.com. It's your one-stop shop for all your comic needs, whether it be graded or raw. Carter Comics has got it all. All you gotta do is go to CarterComics.com, fill your cart up with all their amazing comics. Use the discount code FREAKNET, F-R-E-A-K-N-E-T. Save you 10% at checkout. Not only on their website, but also at their eBay account. And the link to eBay can be found on their homepage at CarterComics.com. Again, CarterComics.com is your one-stop shop for all comic needs.
It's time! It's time!
All right, guys, this is the time you guys come to the ring with the greatest faction in podcast history, Jazz Freak Wrestling, the JFW podcast, hosted by Travesty.
And I am the faction slayer, Nubby, the Amazing Turtle.
Yeah, you are. And I am your LIM champion of 142 days, Pac-Man.
I'm sorry, are you trying to cover up your giggles again with that, or you just really want to get in front of the camera?
Dude, he was okay when Danny got that intense on the Lovely Intoxicated podcast. That scared me. I had nowhere else. You saw me shaking. I was horrified because I didn't expect that strong a reaction from him.
That dude is like a poster child for like the before Ritalin effect.
I was going to say he's a poster child for birth control. Don't let this happen to you. Am I right?
That's true. He does look like a homeless fucking disappointment.
And that's why he's not coming away with the LIM championship at Wrigley Field in June.
I don't even know what you meant by that. What are you doing now?
We're going to
a Cubs game in June?
And we're doing the title defense at a Cubs Sox game.
Gotcha. I thought you were doing it at spring break.
Well, he's not going to be there at that show. So, Danny,
like a him problem.
That is a him problem.
Yeah.
But because I want to be fair, I don't want to, you know, have my darling little brother lose to me via forfeit. I actually want him to earn his loss that he's going to get.
I don't think he would be at spring break anyway, as it already happened.
Yeah, my time machine doesn't work yet.
And he was there. So.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Kicks on 66. Hey, if the GM can make that mistake, why can't I?
Oh, treated.
Gee, what's GM made that mistake?
Yeah, 50-50 shot of taking that fucking guess, man. Yeah, so last week we covered a bunch of match cards and everything. Obviously, we don't have the results for all of it. Because for some reason, people don't want to post their shit on Facebook, you know, at least updates and stuff like that. I did see that, I just forgot the name. It's High, not High Hope. Who won the Dreamwave Tag Titles?
You were close. The Hype?
I know I'm close.
It was the Hype or something? Yeah, the Hype.
So the Hype won. They're the official undisputed tag champions. Christian Rose retained his title. I'm sure the shows were awesome. Omar, referee over SCW, I guess he ref the Friday night women's show. He said it was a great turnout. Tickets for their next Dreamwave show went on sale today, and within I think like 2 hours, everything but general admission was sold out. I'm not quite sure if that has sold out. I checked at like 2 o'clock today, but good for them on their ticket sales going by so quick. What else happened? Phoenix Pro Wrestling had their show. I heard everything was wonderful. I don't believe Pac-Man's buddy walked away with the title, so, you know, it's got to be a pretty good show then.
Yeah, that is a pretty good show if Joey Roth loses.
He was pretty quiet, so he had to.
Right.
And I saw in Pound Entertainment, Logan Steele is no longer with Hedford's little group of misfits.
That is nuts. I mean, fuck him, but I think he was the strongest and, you know, the biggest one in the group, pretty much. I mean, the other guys are losers, but I mean, now Logan Steele's half a loser because he's still with the Torture Killers. But now he's away from Chris Hedford, so he's only half a loser.
Yeah. What'd you just say?
Half treated.
Shut up.
Okay.
I looked at some of the comments because I obviously, you know, Turtle, you know, really invested in independent wrestling, you know, shares your opinions on everything that's happening in wrestling. You commented on the post of him scratching Logan Steele out of the photo like some like upset 15-year-old high school girl would. I can't remember exactly what he said to you, but he definitely like went at you like you really hit him in the feels. Like he kind of went off on you for a minute.
Yeah, he does that. Because I always, and the thing is, I don't say anything harsh. That's how sensitive he is.
Yeah. I don't know who decided like, hey, you know who should manage us? That fucking loser. And, but, you know, hey, if he wants to be the kind of guy who claims that the title wins and successes of the pro wrestlers have to do with soul, like the sole purpose of the manager, I mean, that's on him. I don't think that's true. I don't know. I mean, I think any manager who has that mindset is wrong. You know, C. Red's been a manager for God knows how many years, you know, 22, whatever the fuck it was. I don't think I've ever heard him once take credit for, you know, a Soul Touchers, Team Dammit, ARC, you know, title reign, unless he was involved in it, like the, you know, the trios, you know, tags.
Well, there was one time where he accepted Tag Team of the Year award when the tag team only wrestled once and they lost. And he was the reason why they lost. And then I got beat up after that for his troubles. So, yeah, that was one time that I can remember.
Gotcha. I don't know what other we got. Frontline results. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about CSW results, SCW results. I don't know. I think there's all the shows. Like I said, I don't got the full results for Dreamwave or Phoenix or I guess Piles is posted. But I don't want to read it. It's fine. I don't care. It's whatever. You know. Where do you guys want to start? You want to start with CSW or SCW?
We can start with CSW, but before that, how would you feel about being proven right?
I mean, it's an everyday occurrence for me, so I mean, I'd just be like, yeah, that sounds right. Are you saying like hypothetically, or like, is there something I did or said that actually happened?
Something that happened that I'm about to prove you right on.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that happens quite often. But, yes, I love being told I'm right because, yeah, you know, I like when things are normal.
So I'll play this, and you will just understand what I'm talking about, what I mean here. So, and then we'll go into it. So here we go.
Mick Foley won the CSW title?
I mean, that doesn't sound like Eric Bischoff to me.
No, it doesn't.
that's the thing too. Like once you know Jay started questioning me on that, I was like, I know he's fucking wrong. Like there was a moment in my head I was like, well shit, maybe I'm thinking of it completely different. You know, like one of those like Mandela effect kind of things. No, I knew it was Shivani. Because I remember like there being like interviews about Shivani saying like he hated doing it, but that was his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah, of course I'm fucking right. I thought you were talking about, you know, fucking the Faction Slayer bit and everything, because well, we saw some a little bit of turmoil over at SCW pertaining to one faction. But obviously, you know, we saw some, you know, some heated arguments between three LIM members. So I think your faction slam may actually be rolling into your own little faction there, Nubby.
That's because I'm not part of much.
That's true. You aren't really invited to a lot of things that the LIM does, like hosting fan access and, you know, podcasts, you know, Love Intoxicated Podcasts or the Love Intoxicated Network. You're not really part of any of that stuff. But, you know, it's a shame, too, because, you know, being one half of the GM of Rocket, well, one of the, you know, Rocket Pro general managers, being a guy who gets a huge pop at every place he goes to. One half of the Twin Turtles. It's insane that people don't want to take advantage of the opportunity to do things with you. All they want to do is be like, hey, let's get Nubby in here to piss off Travis. And then they just throw you to the side like you're not important. And I think that's wrong.
Well,
by the way, that's the guy who's right there. So
yeah, and he's not hearing any of it because the computer went down.
Yeah, as he froze, I thought he was just looking stupid at me.
Nah, his computer went blue. Before he...
It was early 2000s with Eiffel 65. What the fuck does that mean?
Well, he literally took a picture of it.
Yeah, and went blue. Well, that sucks for him.
Yeah, then he's blaming Simp. He was about to defend himself, and then it went out.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably just ran away because he couldn't defend himself.
That's a small chance.
It's fine. If he comes back, he comes back. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We'll just have to figure out the IPW match card on the fly. Let's do this. Let's start with Frontline, and then we'll go to CSW, and then we can talk about SCW. So you want to do it that way?
We can do that. I mean, why not? It's all...
Yeah. All well, I just feel that there'll probably be more discussion of the CSW stuff than the Frontline stuff, because obviously you were there. You were physically seeing it. Frontline, we're kind of just... taking the information that was given to us, I'm guessing by Steve?
Yeah, which he kind of cheated. He took it from the Frontline page, because when I checked the Frontline page, it was the same thing. But kudos to Steve. Doesn't matter how you get it, he got it to me, and that's the most important part, because he's part of that studio. So
did he return the jacket?
I assume so. I didn't hear otherwise.
I bet he kept that fucking thing.
Why would he want it though? Who would he get? He wouldn't fit in it really. His shoulders are too big.
I don't know, dude. I got a jacket from Doc. Was it Doc Blaylock? I got one of his trench coats, and I won that at my very first SCW show, and it's been sitting in my closet ever since.
Perfect.
Just sits there. I forgot I had it until I went into that closet like a week ago. It's awesome. It's like, oh yeah, that thing. It's probably gonna dry rot here in a year or so, but let's go to Frontline, because nothing I said has to be defended or argued one way or another. So
wait a minute. Wait, you said something about LIM before my computer.
No, yeah, we're moving on though.
Okay, that's fine. I missed my chance.
Oh yeah, you're too busy fucking fiddling around with your laptop. You know, get shit that works. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
we've moved
you'll
on.
You'll have to go back. You'll have to go back to listen
to the
episode.
And then I'll defend it next week when it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's too late now.
Exactly.
Tell you what, I will give you 1 minute to defend yourself.
Starting now?
Hold on. Let me give it a. Let me get my watch here. Let's see here. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so you said that Nubby is essentially the faction slayer for LIM because of what happened last week on the Lovely Intoxicated podcast. Now, I'm going to dispute that right away. One, not every member of LIM was on that episode. It was just me, Tony, and Danny. And this was something Tony wanted to do, to have me and Danny discuss everything going into our title defense that we're going to do at Wrigley Field. And yeah, things are heated. Danny wants something that he gave to me on loan. I want to hold on to it because it means a lot to me. So there's a lot of competition. And Tony, you got to, you know, I know what I said about Tony, but I kind of get his frustration. He can't challenge for the title anymore.
Done.
How'd I do?
Well, you talked mostly about you, but yeah, solid.
I was getting to, I was getting there.
You had a minute. You should have gotten there.
I did. Mm. I did my best. Mm. My computer didn't crash, so that was good.
Your computer didn't crash for an entire minute. Yeah, I was proud of you. Why is Nubby not involved in shit? Why is he not part of Fan Access with the LIM? Why is he not on the lovely, you know, news network? Or he's not a, you know, a regular or even a special guest, you know, for multiple times on the Lovely Intoxicated podcast. And I mean, nothing. How come Nubby never got a fucking title opportunity at the LIM title? Nothing. Never even discussed for it. Hell, you said that I could have a title shot. Not once did you ever offer it to Nubby. Why?
So do your thing about the appearances on the podcast. Nubby has been a featured guest on our show 3 times. He was a guest with Steven Hot Rod Daddy Andy over the summer. He also came on when we had an LIM summit to resolve our differences. And he was just most recently on after becoming co-general manager with Damian Saint. So he's been on the show. And gotcha.
As a guest.
As a guest.
Said. Okay, gotcha.
As a guest.
Gotcha. So an LIM member could come on as a guest. Gotcha.
Okay. So LIM members mm-hmm. are able to come on our show at any time. You know, we do have a group chat that does. I do say when we're going to record, and if anybody wants to come on, they're more than welcome to.
Did you know that, Nubby? That you go on that show at any time?
You're in that group chat.
I am in that group chat, so I do know when it happens.
So, but you know, you go on at any time. You don't have to be invited.
Right.
So why don't you want to go on?
It happens when I'm busy.
Gotcha. If only podcasts made time for all of their hosts, but that's cool.
And who's to say that I haven't showed every card up my sleeve when it comes to Fan Access?
I don't know. Who knows? Card up my sleeve.
You just gotta come to Fan Access. You gotta come to Fan Access. He's gonna show up.
Well, nobody's gonna be there because he's the general manager of Rock Pro Wrestling.
Right.
So how is it a card up your sleeve when everyone sees the card?
Well, I'm not really hiding my card.
You think Nubby's not going to be at Fan Access?
Nubby will be at Fan Access. He was at last Fan Access. The
general manager.
He watched me get shot by an airsoft gun by Gunner Brave last year. There's video of that. Remember that? That was fun.
I mean, I am on a poster.
You are on it, and he is on the poster. He is advertised. Yeah. So Nubby will be there along with other Rocket
I Brothers. Did modify that one, too. I made it better.
I saw it. I liked that. A lot.
You didn't see that one. I didn't post.
I didn't. I was.
You're talking about the Damian Saint one.
That's the one I was thinking of.
I made a better one with the one with Chet Gunderson.
Oh.
But I'll reveal that sometime this week.
All right. I see you've been job.
I've been job, and actually, I was doing a little work today. I had a phone call from Skylar Reed.
Oh,
I'll make an official announcement about that tomorrow.
All righty then.
Don't know why.
So if you're listening,
announcement on JFW, but whatever.
Because you know, I got
put posts up on Facebook on Sundays and Tuesdays, but I can't do it on Mondays.
It's fine.
Okay,
I get it, man. No. Don't get yourself in trouble with the president and everything of Rocket Pro Wrestling. It's fine. I get it. Totally okay. I will continue to talk about them, and they'll continue to act like I am not existing. It's fine. It's cool.
Actually, I can actually drop in now and then drop the poster tomorrow.
So, no, it's okay. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Because I don't want you to get a call from fucking Bill, Will, or Shelly about, you know, you're not supposed to be doing that.
No,
that's
not how trust me. They are encouraging me to post and share when and whatever I want.
Okay.
So, how about this?
Nope, do it do it tomorrow. No, Nubby, do it tomorrow.
Not I'll a poster I'll share it. Tomorrow. How about this? A Nubby exclusive on the show right now.
That's right. Nubby, you can do it. This is also your show, too. You can actually do whatever you want. And you know what? If you get yelled at by the Shellys, tell them, well, who told you? Because we know you don't listen. And then you tell them to fuck themselves.
I thought you were going to say, yeah, Pac-Man said it was fine. And then I get thrown under the bus. You can do that, too.
No, you don't get to make decisions here.
He still said it was fine anyway, so.
Yeah.
So
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it as long as it doesn't get you in trouble with your bosses.
Nah, it won't. They want me to do as much promoting as possible.
Yeah. Nuke would appreciate it. At least Nuke listens to the fucking show.
So, here's an exclusive.
Yeah.
Talk to Skylar Reed today. He wants to call out Devin August. So good. I'm giving him the time slot at Kicks and 66 to call out Devin August. And I'm giving him free reign to do whatever he wants.
Fucking I would too, man. I mean, you're already destroying that fucking faction. Why not let them do it themselves?
Yeah. You know how you destroy a faction? Let them destroy themselves.
Get them the rope and let them hang themselves, bro. I gotcha.
I mean, we're seeing it in other places, but that's later on.
Right, let's talk about Frontline Pro. Hold on a second. You want to defend yourself anymore about the lack of Nubby and the LIM shit? Are you good?
No, I think I've said everything I needed to say.
Gotcha, which was nothing.
I said stuff. I said meaningful things.
Gotcha. Excellent. Frontline, Nubby.
So, Frontline Pro. First off,
Raw's not on right now. I don't know what the hell you're looking at.
So, I don't know if it's a commercial or if it's part of the TV show, but there was the girl is filming something on her phone.
Oh, I bet she is.
And you just see these comments pulling up, and I just thought maybe there's a lot of comments going on. And I thought my phone was, on TV for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, so.
Frontline, Nubby.
Frontline. As I was going, and then you. Jesus Christ.
I'm just glad you can openly admit the fact that you watch TV while recording the fucking podcast.
Hey. Oh, did you just call it a vodcast?
Did I?
You did. Look at me. I'm rubbing off on you.
I think I did. I think I just lisped or fucked up something.
Listen, you Freudian slipped and said vodcast. All I'm going to say is I'm proud of you. When you listen to this back, you'll know why.
I will listen to it back right here. No, I didn't say vodcast. And then I'll be okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, get the front line, Nubby. Frontline Pro. Presented
whenever you're ready, Nubby.
Whenever I'm ready, whenever you're ready, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. You can be ready right now and just be like Pac-Man and not be ready 45 minutes after you say you would be. That's fine.
I was ready. You just started at a different time.
Sure.
As far as I know.
I'm sorry, but when somebody says I can be ready at 5-ish and you don't realize your computer's fucked up until 5:45, you're not ready.
I was prepared.
Not ready whatsoever.
I was ready in
now,
the
quit interrupting so Nubby can do
frontline. Oh, yeah. Yeah, frontline, Nubby.
Are we sure now?
We're good. Let's go. Frontline this past Saturday.
Frontline, Nubby. Yep.
Frontline Pro presented Honor Bound, one of their biggest shows of the year. All right. We have a new pro battle champion as Adonis Allen defeated Paragon.
That's not their world title, right?
No.
No, okay.
It's one of their, middle titles, I guess.
And what is it called?
We call it Pro Battle.
Pro Battle, okay. Mm-hmm. It almost sounds like a Battle Royal title.
Yeah, it could be, but it was a singles match. It was a single.
Gotcha. So it's like a Midwest title or an Indiana State title or
something like that. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool.
All right. Ben Evanson defeated Joey Dalton. We have new tag team champions.
Bro and Bros? Fucking Bro Bros?
They lost.
Six.
God. As the Windy City Devils became the tag team champions by defeating the Brothers of Frustruction and the now former champions, the Bro Bros.
It's pretty embarrassing when a team named after Chicago wins a tag team title in Wisconsin. It's not something the Bears do, but hey, at least somebody's doing it.
Bears don't win, period. They don't win.
Side note, the draft is this week. You're watching it?
I don't watch the draft.
Oh, y'all do. You got to, man. Bears haven't traded away that number one overall pick yet.
Wait, but are they going to trade it with Raw or SmackDown? That's the biggest question.
They got NXT.
Oh, that could be true.
It's possible, yeah. Sorry, Nubby. I didn't mean for Pac-Man to interrupt you, God.
TW3 defeated Richard Holiday. Not really a good weekend for Richard Holiday, I'll tell you that. But you'll know why in a little while. Kota Jacobs defeated Mr. Anderson.
Anderson.
By DQ. So Mr. Anderson must have been a very bad man.
Oh, did he hit him with a chair?
Or a microphone? That would seem...
That'd be right. One that drops from the ceiling, just swung it at his head? That'd be fucking
great. Yeah, that'd be great. If not, we're going to make it happen someday.
Hell yeah. At our JFW show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a non-sanctioned match, it was Ben McCoy and Justin Dredd defeating Nathan Gust and Michael Wayne. Now, I know. We said something totally different last week. It was supposed to be a singles match between Ben McCoy and Nathan Gust.
Dude, and when I run through this SCW card, that one little change ain't going to mean shit.
Well, Justin Dredd was supposed to face Hades X1X, but that didn't happen, so.
Oh, dude, I forgot Hades 19 was supposed to be there.
So, as they always say, cards subject to change, and it changed.
Not sure.
We know all about that.
Yeah. I think Rocket Pro really, I think, maybe recall one time that the card, like, really, really changed, and that was the, I think, was it the season finale last year? Quinn couldn't defend, so Stone and the hairless cat guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I don't know. Shelly loves that dude. What's his fucking? Why can't I never remember his name?
The Ryan Bigley.
Ryan Matthews. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Nubby. Fucking Pac-Man's fucking a little too hostile today.
It's fine.
Get back to looking at your fucking phone while we do the podcast.
Then we had Shaq Jordan retaining the world title against Ragnar the guy, whatever, the Ruthless.
Ragnar the guy.
Because I completely didn't write the whole name down. I just put Ragnar. But funny. I remembered.
Ragnar the guy.
Ragnar the Ruthless. There we go. And then we mentioned Quinn Whittick. He defeated Jossi. In a tag team warfare, the Cal's Pals defeated Team Striker. I don't know who was on the team, but it must have been Cal's Pals and the team that strikes.
Todd.
And then it was EC3 retaining the NWA World title against Brian Cross. And that is Frontline Pro Honor Bound.
Awesome. And I think next what's their show next month? The 24th? No, 25th, I think.
That's a good question.
I think it's the same day as SCW, and I think it's May 25th. I think it's the Saturday before my birthday. don't know. I got a calendar for all that shit that apparently isn't accurate in any way, but.
Yeah, I saw that calendar.
Climb to Glory on 5/18. It's Ben McCoy versus Shaq Jordan.
Okay, yep. So that means. So I think SCW's 5/18 then, too. Okay.
Yep, it is.
Which I really need Frontline and SCW not to have the same dates because I really want to get the Bro Bros to SCW more. But.
Yeah.
I also really need to make a Frontline show. I hear they're really good, and Steve's wanted to drive me up there, so.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember one time somebody's like, "Yeah, if you want to go, you know, you can jump in the car with me. We can take pack with other." I'm like, "I'm out."
Hey.
I can't be in a car with you. I can't do it.
Oh, it'd be fun.
I'd smother you.
It would be like we could like look at the signs on the road and do the alphabet game where we decide go from A to Z to see what ones we find. It would be so much fun. Every time I see a PT Cruiser, I'll punch you in the arm. It'll be great. Build camaraderie. You know, PT Cruiser, no hitbacks, and then you can't hit me back.
Aren't those supposed to be like Volkswagen Beetles?
Oh, yeah. So, you can do Slugbug or PT Cruisers.
Yeah. It's called Cruiser Bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
You're all
I'm
dumb.
I'm just saying, you get a chance to punch me in the arm.
And there's Dodges, too.
I
every time you see a Dodge.
Yeah.
But there's no, like, rhyme for it or anything or special phrase. You just say Dodge and boom. Betty Cena does it to me all the time.
It's probably just her excuse to fucking beat you.
Probably.
Right? I mean, like just random, like, oh, here's a game we can play. Tree Trunk. Like, what?
Funny thing is, she'll call, there was times where she'll call it out, but then won't hit me. So I get her before she can get me. And she'll be like, hey, you can't do that. I'm like, yeah, I can. If you ain't hit me on the spot, you lose your spot then.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I did that to Danny all the time when we were kids. He got so mad at me, he gave up. So I won, just like I'm going to do when I beat him on June 4th at Wrigley Field for the LIM title.
Solid. CSW was Friday. Nubby, let's talk about that.
Okay. Why not?
Yeah.
CSW presented Once Upon a Time in Chicago. Although it should be Franklin Park. But that's just me. On the pre-show, we had Lily Pescadita beat the shit out of Chris Miller and won. She picked his ass up and dropped him and got the 1-2-3.
Good. Fuck it. I'll still say Pescadita is amazing, and people need to get her booked everywhere. Like, yeah. She is awesome.
Like, she should be on TV at this point.
I'm surprised that she hasn't been. At least, get conversations with NWA and shit. She is fucking good.
I believe she did do an NWA
show. Did she? Oh, good for her. That's awesome.
I'm not 100%, but I thought I saw her on the flyer for it.
I'd be surprised if she hasn't. If somebody says, like, oh, yeah, she was totally an NWA, that fucking makes sense to me. And the thing is, like, she hasn't been around that long.
No, she's... Well, yeah. CSW, like, much like Sky Blue, she just skyrocketed pretty quick.
Yeah. CSW does really good with their training and shit, man. I mean, this past weekend with that Lucia girl at, SCW, I think she did great. And then obviously a couple of guys have been coming down doing high voltage and everything. Like, everyone who, because, well, is it Boz doing the training up there?
Yeah, Boz, Jason Hades helps out. Even Chris Miller kind of is good at training, I guess. Yeah. Sure.
it's people who are coming out of CSW, and, like, fuck, even the guys coming out of SCW. I guess maybe you could look at it as, like, Windy City Connection, because I'm assuming these guys are taking their knowledge of how Windy City ran shit and brought it out to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's cool.
They're learning at other places too. Like, I think Galley, they have their own school as well, and they're learning Lucha at the same time. So they're kind of mixing the two together.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, and I'm sure there's more, but SCW, Wrestle League, and CSW, Wrestle League, and SCW, those are the schools I really know of, like, in this area outside of, obviously, ARW. I'm sure there's more and everything, but those are, like, the... Pau does have a school? Okay.
They use the same school as Boz. Like, they use the same building.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, cool. Well, fucking they, you know. I guess they split rent and shit like that, but... Yeah, I don't know. It's just cool to kind of see how everything works out. I mean, I go to SCW training, and I see it, and I know, like, from what we went through, it is a little bit different. I'm not sure how PALs and CSWs and ARWs and Wrestle League does theirs. But, I mean, it is a little bit different, but, I mean, it's so awesome how, like, the talent that comes out of the Midwest and shit. And you get guys who end up down in Tennessee and Florida and all that stuff. So, yeah, Pescadita is fucking fantastic. I want her to wrestle... You know, SCW, you know, shoot Wrestle Angel or RVP or whoever down there. And absolutely, they need to get her down there.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, shut up, Pac-Man. We're talking about the fucking match card. Yeah.
Then the Futures Battle Royal happened after that match. And a certain somebody showed up in it.
Sam Eli?
Oh, yes, he was in it.
KJ Carter?
He was there.
Buck Burnside?
Yes, he was there as well.
I don't think there's anyone else.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I have... This is the Futures Battle Royal?
The Futures Battle
Royal. Oh, I know. Hold on. I have a guess as what their theme song sounds like, so I'm going to play it, and you're going to tell me if I'm right. So was I right?
You were right, but we did not hear my theme song that night though.
No.
Yeah.
Now this was your first in ring action at CSW since your final refereeing in November, correct?
Yeah.
So how'd it feel to get back in front of that crowd?
So it was funny. Now I did get a great reaction, but just it didn't happen right away. Because I decided to walk out last because we all entered at the same time. But I just walked out last because I wanted to put all the focus on me, but I didn't want to be in the middle of everybody.
Yeah.
But because there were so many people in the ring already that everyone was focusing on everyone they've seen already. And when I got to the one side, that's when people took notice. And you just heard a little bit every time, and then it got louder and louder. Even a couple of girls, we're all excited. I mean, why wouldn't they be? But nonetheless.
Only a couple.
That's right. I want to fucking turtle wax that shit.
and then the super fans that are always there, the ones that are the loudest in the group, they were all chanting it, so it was great. And then I got in the ring just before the bell rang.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone started cheering then. And then just when I got in the middle of the ring, then they rang the bell. And I'm like, motherfucker, let me have it.
Right. Can I get you that one little moment? Nah. Before we do anything, I don't recall if we ever talked about the outcome. But did they ever do anything with the merchandise situation? When that dude's got, when dude's merch got thrown in the trash?
Oh, yeah. Joey Mayberry.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So I can assume that maybe something was done and they're just keeping it on the down low, or just nothing came of it yet.
Yeah, I was meaning to ask about it last week when we were talking about CSW. I was like, I know we talked about it. I know Steve talked about it. I just don't remember ever hearing any conclusion to it. Because, I mean, obviously you mentioned that they had cameras, so they know who did it. I just didn't know if, you know, anything was done about it and shit. So I was just curious.
Yeah, I have no idea yet.
Gotcha. But Nubby was in the fucking Battle Royal. When was the last time you? When was the last time the Amazing Turtle, not the referee, was involved in CSW?
It was actually 2019, I believe, or no, late 2018. That was when CSW had their little thing with GPW, where I was on the GPW side, and I did a couple of the Battle Royals, and that was probably the one time where the Amazing Turtle got booed, but not many were booing me, just a few.
I was waiting for you to get stuck reffing again after that Facebook post about them needing referees.
So, funny thing was, and this is a shoot, I'm at work while this is going on, and I'm just sitting there. I had my phone in my hand after I saw it. I'm like, all right, come on. Waiting for the post. We're waiting for the message. I'm like, all right, they're not. And I put my phone away. Then I heard the ding, and I checked my phone. And I'm like, all right, nope, wasn't him. So, and then I'm thinking, okay, should I volunteer my services? Should I really? And then I just, like, you know, I'm like, nah, I'm not ready. Not ready to do that.
Yeah. They, you know, they had, I'm sure we'll talk about, but they had a pretty good last-minute referee step in. Oh, so yeah. I guess they were definitely in good hand. But, yeah, man, I was looking at it. I'm like, God, I hope fucking Nubby doesn't agree to do it. I mean, obviously, you gave up 2 days into the new year about it, but.
That's true.
That was also your choice in a special circumstance. So, you know, there could kind of be some leeway with for it. But it's just funny to say it.
It really is.
You gave up on not being a referee faster than I gave up on my diet. It was nuts.
But Nubby, I wasn't a normal referee, though. I was kind
you of were not, is it? And you're also the general manager, so it's a special circumstance. That's what I said. I can give you some leeway. It's just funny to mention it. So, Futures Battle Royal, who won?
Not me.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So after I got eliminated, I'm like, all right, I did my thing. I'll go take the shell off. And then I heard there was some commotion with FXB. I guess he came out after somebody did win, I guess unofficially. And then he ended up actually winning officially. So he wasn't out there right away. He waited till the last minute. He's got some issues with the Valor brothers. So Eddie and Jack. So some shit's going down. I wish I was there to see most of it, but I'm just like, yeah, I did my thing. I'm gonna go, because I was still doing backstage duties, so
yeah,
wanted to get out of the shell and put the street clothes back on, be CSW official, you know, the bell ringer. Yeah. Enough about me. So, main card.
Pac-Man never said.
Hey, I've said that. Like, I said that, like, when I was. Enough about me. You know what? We had CSW results. See, I can say it. Shit.
But do you mean it?
Yeah. What happened next on CSW?
So, we get into the main card. Solomon Tupu defeated Manders in one huge battle.
That's a solid opener too.
Yeah,
especially Solomon Tupu, because I mean, I don't hear a lot about him. I mean, the CSW, it seems like he hasn't been there for like a couple shows. You know, unless I'm mistaken. Again, my memory is dog shit. But
no, Tupu's been there.
Has he? Now, who the hell am I thinking of? I think it's, you know, it could be him, but for some reason I just remember it. Because he's a Samoan dude, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Was he the guy that was in that number one contendership match, that triple threat match at Rock and Pro with Creed and like Big T or something like that sometime last year? Was he in a triple threat number one contendership match?
Wait, who?
It was like,
who was the other Tom guy?
Solomon Tupu. It was Garrison Creed.
Yep, he was.
Okay.
He was in that and in an Outer Limits Championship match with Gunner.
Okay. Then I'm getting. Okay. So, yeah, I'm thinking of the same guy. Just for some reason, I don't recall hearing him at CSW lately, but, you know, again, we all know my memory's dog shit.
And I kind of lied. That was not the opener.
How dare you?
Well, this conversation was useless then.
Yeah. So
we'll just use it for whatever the opening match was.
Yeah. So I had, and the thing is, I had it in my phone. I guess I just skipped over it. Gotcha. So it was the Haykeepers defeating Cypher and Adam Stallion.
Solid opening match, man. You know, and
it was pretty solid. And
solid opening. That's a, yeah.
There was a little, some interference by Shane Hollister. No surprise.
big shockers, bro.
Yeah, right.
Big shockmaster, bro.
At that point, Cypher was trying to get Hollister, but Hollister took the mask off of Cypher. And that kind of took Cypher out of the match because he was so worried about his face. And that left Adam Stallion to get beat up 2-on-1.
Because he's ugly as fuck?
I've heard stories.
Right. Who's uglier? Who do you think is uglier? Cypher or Metalhead?
Oh, Metalhead. For sure.
He's gotta be, right?
Yeah. I've actually seen what's under that Metalhead mask. Pretty freaking ugly.
Yeah. Ugh. God. I remember one time I was doing commentary at SCW. I think he was in a tables match against Koa.
Yep.
And he was on the rope and his fucking thing fell off. And I was trying to look like, what does he look like? But I was like, maybe I don't want to look like. I just had some nachos, you know? So I was like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't fucking, you know? So glad I didn't.
There's a whole lot of ugly.
I believe it. I mean, I had a little bit of acid reflux later on that night. It was probably because of the perception of me almost seeing it, you know, was probably mentally fucking with me. But yeah.
All right. Shelly Benson retained her championship by defeating Amina Belmont and Heather Reckless. It was during Shelly's entrance where shit hit the fan. Amina did not waste any time by going after Heather, Heather going after Amina. They both going after Shelly. And it was from the, you know, from the entrance to the end of the match, it was a fight.
Mm-hmm.
But Shelly overcame everything and she retained her championship. Solid match, though. It was pretty solid.
Solid second match. Third? I don't know where we're at. You don't do it in order. It was whatever.
Well, it was in order, but I just forgot one. That's all that happened.
God, you forgot that match. Like, Pac-Man forgot you're in the LIM.
I remember he's in the LIM.
Like, oh, it's there, but let's not recognize it when we go on and do shit.
I recognize it very often, and I'll have you know there will be a little something special at KickSense 66 to show our appreciation. So
you know what I don't believe you because you didn't look at the camera once when you said any of that.
I never look at the camera though.
You probably should. I don't know why you keep looking down. Zip your pants up and fucking focus here, bro.
Oh shoot! Thanks for letting me know.
Okay. Yeah.
Good to know. Okay.
Whew. Yeah.
Something special from the LIM to Nubby at KickSon 66. Stay tuned.
Get so close to the camera.
Like this? Okay.
You ever notice that her hair looks like that, like canned hair shit that you would spray into your fucking scalp to make it look like you have fucking hair?
Well, funny you mentioned it. That's what I used this morning for this spot over here.
I believe it.
I don't want to turn into Tony Gabagool.
Yeah, your head looks like the first stages of a chia pet. It's fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, they put some seeds here, some seeds there. Mm. I mean, it pops up. It's all green for some reason.
I'm glad you mentioned green because that looks like a golf green, like 100%.
You know, people will tend to use my head, you know, when they're golfing. There's like a little hole back here where they put the balls. Yeah. That sounds so bad.
There we go.
Speaking of balls, you know what? Speaking of balls in their head.
There we go.
Happy birthday, Kyle, of the Fourth Mother Box.
Oh, is it Kyle's birthday?
It is.
Who gives a shit?
Exactly.
Happy 40th birthday, dipshit, whatever the fuck it is.
Close enough.
Is he still out in Europe shitting in the streets?
Yes.
Solid.
Speaking of shitting in the streets, Eric Schultz.
Oh, come on, man. Solid fucking dude.
Unfortunately defeated Steve Boz in a lumberjack match.
I didn't say unfortunate. Dude's a good talent, man. I get it, you know, undeniable, I understand. And punitive damages, I get it. You know.
Puny genitals.
There we go.
TJ Steele, obviously out there doing TJ Steele things. Threatening the ref. You know, he actually pulled a rock and said he'd fire him if he didn't count faster. He yelled at the, I guess we'll just say, babyface lumberjacks. Tell him don't get involved or he'll fire them.
Damn. What, so, yeah. What's the name of their group? Steele and Schultz and all them?
The Brass.
Brass, okay. Gotcha. Okay. So you call them brassholes.
Well, Steve started it. I just,
yeah.
Dude, that's a solid fucking, that's a fucking, that's a solid faction name. It should be Brassholes. If not, great t-shirt idea.
Steve, Turtle's like, great faction you got there. Would be a shame if someone slayed it.
Boom. If that's not a meme on fucking Power Hour tomorrow, you're not doing your job right.
I got you. When we have Primo Loco on the Power Hour, I'll find a way to fit it in.
I was all eager beaver to hear you fucking mention fucking Faction Slayer last week and you didn't show.
Oh, yeah. I was not on that show.
You were not on there. You know what's weird? Steve didn't even acknowledge that.
He didn't listen to the show.
He did not. Oh.
I didn't listen to the show?
He didn't.
Oh, Pac-Man didn't.
That's right. Yeah, no, I was sick last week. I was out of work on Wednesday.
What does that have to do with Tuesday night?
I was starting to feel like shit during the day. But I'm fine now. I'm 100%.
You're telling me you were too sick to post pictures on a fucking podcast?
I felt like shit, dude.
You were too busy to sit here and type some shit and post it up on a fucking podcast?
I felt like dog.
I suffered through bronchitis. And yeah, maybe I missed a show, but I still showed up for the 2 weeks I was suffering beyond it. Oh, how's Bell's Pack, man? How are you going to fucking beat anyone in a drinking contest if you can't sit on your phone while you're sick?
I'll still beat him. I'll still beat Danny's ass.
Oh, I'm not feeling well. Sorry, I can't post up a picture of me being the LIM champion.
I'm going to beat Danny. That's the key thing that we need to take away from this, is that on June 5th, the day after, this will still be in my possession. No matter what Danny says, no matter what Travis says about my vitality, I will still retain this title. I have been training my liver. I've been taking my liver to the gym. I've been doing sit-ups. I've been doing liver ups. I've been doing liver downs. I've been doing everything I've needed to do. I've been putting up six-pack after six-pack after.
You know, it's just weird that, like, every time that there is a co-host on the Power Hour who's not there, Steve makes an announcement about, like, oh, you know, we don't have Rachel tonight, or, hey, we don't have C-Red. Rion might, you know, show up later. Not one mention of Pac-Man not being there. And that made me laugh. I was like, must have got fucking fired. If it's not a beginning thing, it doesn't count. And yes, Pac-Man, I do believe you could beat Danny.
Thanks, man.
It just I'm really depends, do it. Though, because I still don't understand how your guys' rules really work.
He's got to drink more beers than me. I got to drink more beers than him. Whoever drinks the most beers wins. If we tie, then it defaults to me.
Yeah, but what if I was to face you like in the fall at Rocket Pro, and I just slam like six beers in the first 30 minutes, and you're too busy in the back fucking doing, you know, announcing and Rocket Pro shit.
That's assuming I'll be champ, which I probably will be, because I don't see myself losing this for a very long time.
Well, that's why I said, what if?
So here's my response to that. When I moved backstage, I made a new rule when it came to the LIM title. Yeah. Any place, anywhere. It doesn't have to be Rocket Pro. I've defended the title at Super Wrestlers, and I've defended the title twice at IPW. And I've come out victorious both of those times. Now, this is a weird part of our rule where there aren't really any wrestling show that Danny's going to be at. So we're going to do it at a Cubs game. And I was confused by it at first. But I thought, you know, I am a fighting champion. If this is where he wants to do this, we will do this there.
So wait, so when Danny was allegedly defending it out east, he was defending it at wrestling shows out east?
I don't know. The thing is, a lot of that is in dispute because there's footage of every single one of my defenses. But funny enough, outside of that little picture on his screen that he took, which could have been anybody, it could have been anywhere. He claims it's Tony Capricole. I claim he's full of shit, personally.
Yeah.
There's no footage of any of Danny's title defenses where I've documented mine.
Yeah.
It's all in the vlog. If Danny actually did defend that title, wouldn't he have thought to document that so nobody can question his legitimacy as LIM beer drinking champion?
That's my thought. It's just weird, man. It's just your rules are weird because it's like, okay, so I mean, the whole thing is whoever drinks the most beer. Well, what if somebody doesn't drink beer and they drink fucking vodka waters? So it's not really about the alcohol content. It's all about the amount.
So that is something that mixed drinks is something we haven't really thought about when it comes to the beer drinking championship. It strictly has to be beer.
It has to be beer.
It has to be beer.
Well, I'm just very excited to challenge you on May 26th up at Romeoville.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we're going to get drunk and karaoke, and I'll walk away with that fucking title. It's going to be awesome.
It'll be a good sparring match to help me prep for Danny, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about it because I'm going to be having that title, and you and Danny go off and fucking, you know, link arms and sip fucking bullshit old styles. It'll be fine.
Those are great beers.
As I sit home and just hold on to that title and, I don't know, maybe hang it up behind me. Who fucking knows?
I mean, here's the deal with that, okay?
Yeah, sure.
You
and then we'll get back to CSW.
You, my friend, are a very talented drinker. You are someone who can drink. I've seen you drink.
Same.
But have you seen a guy like me drink? A guy that can go round after round after round of drinks and still be standing up straight by the end of the night? I don't think you've seen that.
I could honestly say I've never seen you have more than one beer in the entire time, like, of one moment. I'm sure you drink. Like, there's no doubt. But, like
the only champ,
only time I ever see you is after Rocket Pro's over, everything's being broken down, and you're having a drink. That's it. So, honestly, I don't know how you handle your alcohol. I don't. I've seen footage of you being buzzed. I don't know how many beers it took to get there. But I don't know how you can drink. I'm just saying, you cannot drink more than me. You can't.
Well, you're going to have to prove it.
Yeah, I'm on board 100%. I'll find a DD who's going to drive me there and drive me home because I will commit to this 100%. And when I win, I don't want to hear people say, like, well, you know, Travis cheated. I'm like, no, Travis just won. It's just facts, bro. It's just how life is. Yeah. You know?
Well, I need to double check that date and make sure.
Well, it doesn't even matter. If I don't join the LIM, I don't qualify for the title anyway. So, I mean.
Though we are doing, you said after Danny, and Danny wanted it to be on June 4th. So it would have to be after that defense at Wrigley.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, when I beat you on May 26th, you could keep your title and go defend it against Danny. And if you beat Danny, then you give me my title back. I'll let you defend the title against him. If you lose it, then whatever, we both just lost the title. You lost my title for me. But if you win, then you owe me my title back. It's an easy way to fix. Easy fix. Yeah.
I do need to double check that date in all seriousness, but I think that should be okay.
You should come out too. That's, I don't think that's far from wherever you live.
Not that far.
See, right? Yeah, just come out to Romeoville. I'll be driving the farthest, I think, now. Maybe Nubby. No, I'll be driving the farthest. I'll fucking be there. Karaoke up. You listen to me fucking sing some shit. That'd be awesome.
Yeah!
CSW, Nubby.
So I mentioned that Richard Holiday didn't have a great weekend. Since he lost that front line, he also lost to Marche at CSW.
You know what? It's not a bad thing to lose to Marche, though. Did he at least, you know, hold his own against Marche?
Oh, yeah.
See, how many people can even say that?
No. But the thing was, Marche is still banned from using the M80 per TJ Steele.
Oh, dude, I thought that was a one-night thing. That's a wow, shit.
I mean, I think it's because TJ Steele has to remind him every time, but... Maybe if he forgets to do it next time, maybe Marche will be able to do it. I don't know. Holiday did use the M80 on Marche, and we thought it was over, but no one does the M80 like Marche. So Marche used the spear and got the win. Which, come on, Marche got huge-ass shoulders, too, so of course the spear is going to work.
Oh, yeah, that dude will murder you any way he can.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. For tag team titles, we had Sierra and Joey Avalon retain their titles via a no contest as things got really crazy towards the end, and the referee was getting shoved around, and he pretty much got tired of their shit, so he stopped the match, and no clear winner. Even though Joey and Sierra retain, during Big Mood's entrance, as they were in the ring already, Joey and Sierra just came out and blasted them from behind and started the match that way. Which I don't blame them. I mean, after they attacked them a couple months ago, and then Mateo, you know, giving a chair shot to Sierra last month out of nowhere. So this feud is long from over.
Yeah.
Then in an interesting dynamic, if you will. Oh, no, wait, I'm skipping one again. Here we go. But this time I wrote it down.
Oh, Lord, Nubby.
Jeez, Nubsters.
Oh, my God. My writing
sucks.
Was it a doctor's pad?
But the Brassholes defeated Axel Rico, Gringo Loco, and Rafael Quintero. Obviously, shenanigans were involved because, you know, it's the Brassholes.
It's them fucking Brassholes.
Goddamn Brassholes.
Those damn Brassholes.
Now here's the interesting thing. Sky Blue getting ready for her match with Missa Kate.
Uh-huh.
Sky Blue comes out, gets on the mic, however, and said, and then pretty much announced that Missa Kate did not show up. In her words, the bitch didn't show up.
Ooh, them's fighting words.
Gotta get a little bit of TV time, you just become aggressive.
Yep. So she issued an open challenge. Now, if I was still in gear, I probably would have answered it. No, I wouldn't have, because I don't want that smoke.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Did you ever ask her if she listens to the JSW podcast?
Like I said, I don't want that smoke.
Especially now, because it's a different Sky Blue now, Travis.
Yeah, evil Sky Blue.
I'm going to have to give you business cards just so you can like tuck them into people's fucking like gym bags and shit.
I still got some cards.
Dude, fucking give them out to people, man. It's like, hey, listen, I know you're on TV and shit, but do you mind taking one of these cards and I'll drop it in front of your boss? You know, come on now.
Wanna who answered the challenge?
I think I heard who answered the challenge. It's a Ring of Honor dude, right?
A Ring of Honor dude, yes, you are correct. Kyle Fletcher.
Yeah, I have no idea who this dude is. I heard his name all weekend. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
Is he hot?
So he What?
What?
I mean, he must be. He's the boyfriend of Sky Blue. So.
You know, I Googled it. Answer, no. he reminds you of fucking, I can't remember what the hell it is. Like a 90s Nickelodeon show of a kid who grew up. Not one of the Dan Schneider ones before that.
Pre-Foot.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember the TV show Adventures of Pete and Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like the older brother kind of grew up.
Is that Pete or Pete?
Pete, because he's oldest to youngest. Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Actually, he kind of looks like Will Ospreay a little bit.
Well, it's important to mention that.
I mean, they are. I thought they were brothers, but they could just be best friends, and because they're both from Australia, I think. I don't know. But anyway, so Kyle Fletcher came out, and he let everyone know that he is with Sky Blue, because he said he came to the show to be a supportive boyfriend, but he felt like answering the challenge. But the interesting part is he had his own referee. And it ended up being Will Ospreay.
That's pretty cool for CSW.
It was.
Yeah.
And the crowd went fucking bananas. Like the way the things were set up, I was by the bell and I can see around the curtain. And I'm just watching the fans, and there's this one kid. I can't really say kid, young man, I guess. He went nuts when both guys came out. Like, he was super excited. Like, everyone was super excited, but just watching him, you know, it was pretty funny.
So what you're saying is Ospreay got the turtle pop.
I'd say, yeah. So did Kyle Fletcher.
What are you doing, Pac-Man?
I had to switch because my computer blue screened again, so I'm just doing this on my phone.
Turn your phone sideways.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
And
then stick it straight now, okay.
Stick it straight up, yo, Rudy Pooh, candy ass.
Yeah, no, it looks better that way. He fucking left anyways. What the fuck did it matter? no, dude, that's all. Like I said, I mean, I knew I heard about it before we talked about it on Saturday, but I didn't know, like, at what capacity, like, they were involved in it. I remember, I think the first thing I heard was, like, yeah, you know, was it, like, only in wrestling can you strike your girlfriend without going to ask. It was a Fletcher, Sky Blue joke. But, I mean, I think that's really cool, and the fact that it was like an impromptu thing. I mean, obviously it probably had to be a Sky Blue kind of like, hey, you know, listen, we could do this or some shit. But that's awesome. Good for them. You know, absolutely. Yeah. Fucking awesome.
Kyle Fletcher did pick up the win. Corner turnbuckle. Now only where domestic abuse is okay.
Yeah, I mean, he probably 100% was on the couch after that, but...
Oh, there were a lot of those jokes. what was funny was her mom and dad videotaping this whole thing.
Oh, did they? God, that's fantastic.
That was funny. That was hilarious. That was probably my favorite moment. Because I saw... Because they were sitting in a certain spot, and then they moved over. I started laughing. Like, she's got the camera out. That was great. And then I think they shared a kiss after, Kyle and Sky, and then Will Ospreay passed out.
Oh, okay. Will Ospreay didn't share the kiss with them.
I wonder if that happened. I just missed it.
It seems like an Australian thing.
Because I blinked and all of a sudden Will Ospreay was on the ground or on the in laying down in the ring. So All right, in the main event. So, woman he thought, Lycan, retained the title via DQ.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Steele from somewhere in the building, got the word out that he is restarting the match and making a no disqualification match. So it restarted, and then a lot of interference by the Hatekeepers. Interesting thing, when we thought Tupu was going to hit Lycan, he ended up hitting the Hatekeepers.
Good for him.
And then, we're on the outside.
Don't worry, you're back.
Okay, good. So when the Hatekeepers were on the outside, Lycan went up, and when we thought he was going to go for the 450 out the top turnbuckle,
mm-hmm.
he ended up jumping on the Hatekeepers. And Warhorse took advantage of that and got the win, and we have a new CSW heavyweight champion. So Lycan took his eye off the ball.
Kind of like WrestleMania Roman with Seth Rollins and Cody. That brief distraction could cost you, and obviously it did. That sucked. But you know what? Lycan had a pretty solid fucking run for himself as a champion.
Yep.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets a rematch. I know indie wrestling doesn't do that often, but.
Yeah, I would support that because he was a solid champion. Yeah. However, that wasn't the ending. Warhorse got on the mic, talked a lot of shit, said that he doesn't even need the championship. Titles are beneath him. No title is worthy of him. Then all of a sudden, the NWA heavyweight champion, EC3, walks on out. They exchanged some words. And a challenge was made and accepted. It will be at the next CSW show. Title versus title. Title for title. EC3 will defend his title against Warhorse and his title.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah, EC3's fucking everywhere, man.
Yeah. He was everywhere this weekend.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. What are you doing, Pac-Man?
Getting a computer scan on my computer. I'm listening. I'm in.
Clearly you're not.
Are you all in?
I'm all in. I'm like, except not. I'm not hitting Jack Perry or anything. They're okay. Choking him a little bit.
And that was CSW Once Upon a Time in Chicago.
Perfect. SCW had SCW Hangover this past weekend. If you guys listened to the match card from last week, just ignore it. Because it's amazing how when one team isn't available to make it, it changes everything. Still a solid card. As far as High Voltage goes, Buck Burnside made his singles in-ring debut with SCW, going one-on-one with Johnny Chaos. Chaos picked up the win of the match via stunner. Apex took on KJ Carter. Apex won with a submission. Wouldn't release it once again. Luckily, he did once he realized I was going to have to intervene again. Thank God he broke it before I had to take that long walk because I was already exhausted as it is. Came
so,
over.
So, wait, you were going to intervene in that?
Yeah. Yeah, I was. You helped change me, Nubby. You helped me realize that I can't just allow people to do what they want to do, you know? Especially when it's going to cause harm to the talent, you know? Now, in all honesty, if Apex cheated and won the match, I'm not going to go down there and reverse the decision and blah, blah, blah. But the fact that the match was over, he picked up the victory, and he wouldn't release the hold, that's going to cause damage and harm to the participant, and I just couldn't let that stand.
And it was a newcomer, too. So
yeah.
And his first singles match in pro wrestling.
So you don't, you know, so Apex needs to fucking, you know, grow the fuck up, dude. Quit being a jackass, you know. I get it. It's keist. But I even wrote my notes here, asshat. So. And then the main event of High Voltage was Twin Turtle, Turtle and Omar the Last Vanguard going going 2-on-2 against Freiburg and Sheik in punitive damages. And once again, they cheated, struck Turtle with the gavel, and unfortunately got pinned. I thought it was going to be a straight-up 2-on-2 until Schultz showed up there at the end. It was definitely upsetting, but Twin Turtles exist now, so that's a thing. Hangover was supposed to kick off, and we could talk about this for a minute. It was supposed to kick off with a one-on-one match between Eric Schultz and Acid Jazz. Nubby, you probably know a little bit more of what happened than I do. Do you kind of want to talk about what happened?
So I pretty much don't know as much because I actually wasn't watching what was happening. Yeah. You actually had a better eye view of it, but
So I'll do that. I'll talk about what I saw, and if you could add anything in, please do. So Schultz came out, announced that he just wanted to be out there one on one. He sent punitive damage to the back. Acid Jazz came out, did his whole entrance, came out, stood on the chair, raised the boombox and everything. And as soon as he came to the hard camera side of the ring, I was talking to Chris, looking at Chris, explaining to him what was going on. I look over, and I don't see Acid Jazz anymore. I see Omar looking over the edge of the ring. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, Acid Jazz, he likes to go out there and have a good time and goof around. I thought he was crawling underneath the ring to the other side, coming up, and maybe, attacking, Eric from behind or some shit. Well, it wasn't the case. Omar jumped out of the ring, checked on Jazz, threw the X up. Something was wrong. So I didn't see him go down. I didn't see what happened. I didn't know if he tripped over something and busted his leg. No idea what was going on. They eventually got the music cut. I think the photographer yelled to Hunter and everyone in the back. Eventually people came over. From what I am understanding, it was a seizure. At least that's what I'm understanding it to be. I don't know exactly what it was, but the show was obviously stopped, and it's a bad situation to be in no matter what. Really rough to have the opening match. And I think the terrifying part of it was obviously being up on the stage and obviously the crowd of people blocking what's going on. So you got people, guys from the back, standing around finding out what they can do to help. People kneeling down there trying to figure out. I don't know if it was his wife or girlfriend or something was right there. But I'm just sitting there talking with Chris. Obviously nothing was recording. We stopped recording and everything. But I'm talking to Chris. I'm trying to dude, I don't know what happened. I didn't see what happened. What the fuck is going on? And then out of nowhere, it's like he sits up and freaks the fuck out. Talking with Chris, he believes it was a seizure, and he said that when you get into that that seizure moment, you don't know what's going on. So realistically for him, it's 1 minute he's standing, next minute he's laying on the ground and people are hovering over him. So I can understand how that'd be scary. I thought I heard something to do with maybe diabetes or something like that too. But the thing is, I'm not quite sure 100% what happened. All I know is that Acid Jazz went down. People were freaking out. The ambulance did show up. They did take him away. I have no idea the status of him right now. But it was a terrifying moment. And a lot of it, the thing that terrified me the most is it happened so quickly that I didn't see what the fuck happened. Nubby, you, for a moment, you were down there. When everyone came out, you were down there. Did you see what was going on?
By the time I got out there, it didn't seem like he was having a seizure at that moment. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that actually happened. I did not hear that part.
Yeah.
There was just so many things happening. I don't know. I heard he just collapsed. Which, when you mentioned diabetes, that could happen. You can be dehydrated, whatever, and that can happen. You can collapse at any time if you're not, if whatever your body is reacting to. When he was when I went out there, he was down. He was responsive for the most part, kind of, I guess. They didn't know where he was, I guess, from to my understanding. I'm not, I'm just speculating at this point. But yeah, I saw that moment where he finally came to, didn't know what the fuck happened. He saw a face, almost reacted a certain way. I mean, I react a certain way to his face too, but that's just the kayfabe side of me. But real life, he just probably freaked out again, like you said. I mean, that does happen. You don't, one moment you collapse, you don't, and then you come to, and then you just don't remember what happened. And that does happen.
Yeah, it was definitely unfortunate. I hate seeing an ambulance be at a wrestling show for a real reason. You know, sometimes we see them come in as part of stories and shit, but he was taken to a local hospital. I'm not sure, like I said, I'm not sure what happened after he left. I haven't heard anything. I don't know. Hell, I don't even know if C-Red knows if he's going to talk about it tomorrow or not, but I'm hoping he's okay. I'm hoping he's fine. I'm not
as far as I know, he is. Okay. Some people have talked to him since.
Gotcha. So.
And I think I heard Marche went to the hospital. I think he found out. So at least somebody was there with them.
Yeah. I thought about, you know, reaching out to Red and everything, but it was just like one of those moments, like, I don't even know what to tell Red, like, that happened, like, at all. Like, because I didn't know what hospital he was going to. I didn't, like, the last thing I want to do is, you know, say, hey, Sean, listen, you know, Acid Jazz just dropped at the wrestling show. He's being taken to the hospital. Because the first thing you can ask is, what happened, what hospital? And I had no answer for either one. I'm glad he is okay. Hopefully, you know, we see him back next month, and whatever the situation was hopefully maybe just a one-time thing that, you know, doesn't, you know, alter his wrestling and shit, because he is a great talent, obviously a veteran in the business and shit. It just really sucked that it happened, and it also sucked that it kind of opened up the show, because it did kind of leave a feeling throughout the show that was like, it took a little bit to kind of get out of it. But it was awesome that, you know, everyone came out to help him, to check out. I think your friend had a medical bag that they used to kind of help assist with everything. So everyone did a good job. So prayers to Acid Jazz, and hopefully everything's good with him now. And, you know, this is a moment we can all put past us, and hopefully we don't have to see again. So that match did not happen. So the match that officially opened the show was Miles Mercer versus Cobra for the Genesis title. It was kind of a rematch from February, where they went out there and the time limit count ended it. The second time limit count happened, and this ended up being a double count out. They both knocked each other outside the ring, so still not a clear winner. Cobra was, you know, trying to, you know, poke at Mercer to get him back into the ring to keep fighting. And as soon as Mercer got into the ring, Cobra fucking ducked out, playing mind games with him and shit. So it's goofy to see this kind of Mercer, because I know the Mercer that we're seeing now existed at other places. I think IPW and maybe Crash Test and stuff, where we see like a less entertaining, less happy-go-lucky Mercer. And I think Cobra's pulling that out of him. So it's interesting to see where this is going, because they don't know who the best is, because nobody has beaten each other yet as far as this Genesis title goes. Apex took on Dwar. Dwar picked up a victory over Apex using his cutter finisher, whatever he calls it. I don't know what he calls it, what Dwar calls it, but just a cutter. Apex was distracted by Keist, which, you know, it's weird that, you know, with these two guys, you know, obviously Keist being in this business for so long, he should understand that, like, when you get up onto the ring in the middle of the match, you're going to do nothing but cause more problems than good. Great example, look at Kaylee and how many matches she cost Koa getting involved in his matches. So, Eric Aderico finally had a singles match in SCW, and that was against Lovely Lucia, CSW person, as well as, you know, KJ Carter and Buck and everything. So Lucia came out, had a match against Erica. They both did a fantastic fucking job. Erica picked up the win with a big boot. Benny Burgess came out. He knew he was supposed to face Terry Allen, but that all changed because Terry cashed in the call your shot bat on Creed after being struck for the second time by James Creed, after getting involved unnecessarily for the second time between Creed and Mulligan. Terry cashed in the bat. He's the new SCW Heavyweight Champion. Flat Top out there saw everything, decided that the main event was going to be Mulligan, Creed, and Terry for the title. So Benny needed an opponent. He said whoever's going to come out, he's going to show him who is the hardest. Well, Hunter Payne came out. First time we see Hunter wrestle in probably about 4 or 5 months, I think. Came out. They had a good match. You know, like Benny, you know, held his own against Hunter for as long as he could, but ultimately the Southland, you know, ass kicker, you know, lived up to his name, beat Benny, and picked the victory. Clothesline from Hell. Solid. Now, I assume a power slam, and the big ass fun clothesline. Price and Keys took on Tears of Damages. It was supposed to be Sheik and Freiberg. Schultz stepped in and he teamed with Freiberg instead.
You mean Price and Chaos?
Well, oh, did I say Keys?
Yes.
Yeah. Price and Chaos took on Tears of Damages, Freiberg, and Schultz. VJ hit the price drop on Freiberg, picked up the victory. Following the match, obviously there was a miscommunication between Schultz and Freiberg. It kind of looks like there's some issues going on there. And, you know, usually you sit there and you look at it like, okay, well, they argue, they'll blow off some steam, they'll get over it and move on. But this was a little bit different because Spade came out and attacked Schultz. Not sure why he targeted Schultz out of everybody, but during the attack, Freiberg and Sheik kind of just bailed on it, just walked away as Scott Spade beat down Schultz. Now, Scott Spade did get onto the microphone and said that, you know, that this was punishment for SCW for not booking him on the show. So maybe his attack on Schultz was just like opportunity, but it just kind of seemed a little bit more personal. Schultz almost did fight back, almost fought back pretty well against Spade until Mistress Misery hit him in the back with a kendo stick. So maybe if he had a shell like yours, he'd be okay. But
yep.
Main event ended up being Mulligan, Creed, and Allen. Allen rolled Creed up to pick up the victory to retain that title. It ended, like, you know, obviously, you know, there's issues with all of them. Creed, you know, he wants his title back. He's not happy with what Terry did. And instead of Creed getting a title shot against, you know, Terry next month, Flat Top decided that next month they're going to have Terry Allen versus Hunter Payne when they return to the Majestic in May. So, all in all, solid show, especially, you know, like I said, like all the matches were changed and all that. And obviously, unfortunately, what happened to Acid. But beyond that, it was a good show. Fucking seeing the new champion was kind of surprising. I mean, I didn't know Terry really. I mean, I guess I don't, you know, I'm not surprised what Terry did, but.
I just I'm kind of like conflicted on the situation here because it sounds like Terry had a plan all along to become champion, and instead of trying to beat Aaron Xavier originally, he let James Creed jump through all the hoops and all that stuff. But at the same time, can I ask this question?
Yes.
Terry Allen is not president, right?
He's not president. Flat Top is up.
Why the fuck is Terry getting involved in shit acting like he's the president?
I have no, I don't know if this is like a weird father son like concept between Terry and Creed, it, or it's just maybe Terry's way of staying close to Creed for that title. As I said, when Creed gave up that call your shot bat for the title, I thought he was forfeiting his bat for it, but I guess he technically gave the bat to Terry. So it was just almost like a trans, kind of like when Danny gave Pac-Man the LAM title. Like, he handed it over, so he became the owner of that property. And so I guess that's what it kind of came down to. Yeah, but grab your fucking 160 ounces of plastic. It's
fine. I thought Creed gave the bat to Aaron Xavier.
Yeah, so he gave it up. I'm not sure if the video was in the YouTube page or if it was or the YouTube videos or on the Facebook page. But at the end of that show, Freiberg gave Terry a bag.
Yeah,
I guess the bat was inside that bag. So, but you're right. No, I did get mixed up. He didn't hand it to Terry. He gave it. He forfeited it to Aaron, who in turn had his lawyer give it to Terry. So I don't know. It almost sounds like Terry and Aaron were kind of in on this shit.
I'm thinking that too, or it could be that Terry wanted to be champion, but he couldn't beat Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
So he found a way for Creed to win the title, and then he just wanted to beat Creed then, because he thinks Creed's not as strong as he made him out to be. Maybe he thinks Creed is weak. And I don't believe that, honestly. I've been in the ring with him. He's not fucking weak. But maybe Terry just realized that he couldn't beat Aaron, and he thought he had a better chance of beating Creed. And when he's in the most vulnerable, and this past Saturday, well, you know what happened? Terry put himself in a situation again where he got knocked the fuck out, and it just seemed like this was all part of a plan. But I'm just me. I don't know shit.
It's weird, like when you look at a guy like James Creed, whose whole thing is he's a sharpshooter. He tells everyone that, you know, that you're in his crosshairs. But for a guy who has the moniker of the sharpshooter, that dude is targeted more than fucking anyone else I've ever seen in this fucking business. And there's no doubt that he has the ability to win fucking championships. It just seems it's really hard for him to hold on to fucking championships.
Yeah.
Because we saw with ARW, you know, ARW, he had the title, he beat Ivan for it, and then Cutler cashed in and took it from him. He won the title, and then what, like a month or two later, lost in a Royal Rumble to Nick Diamond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you see everything that's happening at SCW. So it's like, I don't know if it's a curse thing with him or not, but that dude, I mean, he should probably stop calling himself the sharpshooter, because I think that's kind of jinxing him in the sense of being constantly targeted by not only people he's fighting against, but people who thought was fighting on his side. Yeah, you know, so it's unfortunate, you know, for what happened to Creed, but I'm sure it's not gonna be the last time he's gonna be SCW champion. He'll find his way back to it, but he's gonna have to get back in line, you know, especially since next month again at the Majestic we're gonna see, you know, Terry versus Hunter. So yeah, that was SCW. Make sure you guys check out the YouTube channel for that, so you can watch it when it gets released over the next few weeks. All right, Pac-Man, you can finally contribute. Talk to us about IPW.
Yeah, so we have IPW, which is going to be a benefit for Homer Heat, which is a youth baseball program out in Homer Glen. This will take place this Sunday, the 28th, and we'll have a special start time. So normally, show starts about 1 or 2 o'clock. This show on Sunday is going to start at 6 o'clock with doors opening at 5. Portion of the proceeds for tickets will go to Homer Heat Baseball. So this is a fundraiser. General admission tickets are $15. Kids 10 and under are $10. And this will take place at the VFW Hall, Post 311, at 22341 Governor's Highway. 4 matches have been announced so far. We're going to have Ewok taking on the returning Soul Taker. We'll also have Nick Diamond and Kendall Fire having a tag team championship open invitation. So there is an open challenge for the tag titles. In addition, there is a special challenge taking place between Rock and Rivera and Kit Lat, with this match being made last month by the information liaison himself, Rian Skills. And last but not least, there will be the League Gauntlet, with the winner facing Damian Gray for the League Championship in May. There are 14, I counted, question marks, I believe, here. 14, 15-ish. So, good amount of names that haven't been announced for this. We have no idea who's going to be involved in this. But the winner of this gauntlet will go on to face Damian next month. Again, that is IPW, the Homer Heat fundraising event, April 28th, this Sunday. Doors open at 5 p.m., not 1. Show starts at 6 p.m., not 2. General admission is going to be $15. Kids 10 and under, $10. This will take place at the VFW Hall, Post 311, 22341 Governor's Highway in Richland Park.
You going to that, Pac-Man?
I should be there for that.
Yeah. Nubby, I know you won't be there.
No, unfortunately, I will not be there.
Well, you probably wanted those question marks in that gauntlet match, too.
Probably would have been. Man. Or
ooh, tag.
Yeah.
Ooh. Damn, twin turtle.
That would be fun. But no.
Yeah.
What we got next week? I was gonna cover the results of IPW, and is that also Rocket Pro match card?
That is.
Indeed it is. Finale.
Is that it? Is that all we got for next week?
That's it.
God, sweet song, gotta be here. Awesome.
It's a pet show.
And Paul's next. Paul's next week as well. So.
Yeah. I'll run through a recap real quick of AEW. Gold Club won, Beretta won, Cassidy won, House of Black won, Jericho won, Strong won, Willow won, Okada won, Bucks won, Storm won, Ospreay won, and Swerve won. And my predictions were better than your all's, so I get the point.
Darn.
They seriously acknowledge the FTW title as a like a important title.
I don't get it.
I don't get why Jericho even won that.
He shouldn't have won.
Help him? How does that help Hook?
It doesn't. And that belt to me is equivalent to the Joey Roth title.
Yeah.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, it's a novelty thing. You know, it's $1 million title. You know, it's just a novelty thing. It's the LAN title. It's just a fucking novelty thing.
This is something that, you know, my brother paid a good amount of money for, like maybe 30, 40 bucks on partybelts.com.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the title loses prestige when it has the logo of the company you bought it from printed on it.
Hey, I mean...
Yeah, don't show that. They're not a sponsor. Get that off my fucking screen.
I'll do it this way. There's a logo here. You just can't see it.
Yeah. Fucking hey, why give people fucking free publicity, man? Do that shit on your show, not mine.
I don't know, but I think I'm going to have the Signature Select purified drinking water that I got at Jewel.
I'm glad that your camera blurred that out.
I was going to do the whole thing like Wayne's World, where I was just going to take random things that I have. Anyway, I don't have the random things.
Anything else wrestling related we got to talk about? Anything that happened any indie-wise that we didn't bring up? Power Hour. Who's on the Power Hour this week?
Primo Loco.
Gotcha. Make sure you tune into the Power Hour. Tuesday nights are usually when the show releases, but you catch it in the morning. They usually don't get released like 10 o'clock at night. Over on YouTube or on Facebook, you can find it. If you go to the Freaknet Studios YouTube channel, All the links to all the YouTube channels of all the Frigna Studios episode shows are listed right there under favorites, so it's easy to find. Anything else wrestling related? Anything happened you guys want?
I do have something to complain about.
Fuck yeah, let's do it.
So there was a lot of hate towards Keepers?
Gotcha.
Just some hate towards Samantha Irving, the ring announcer for Monday Night Raw.
Mm-hmm.
I wish people would shut the fuck up.
Wait, is this something that happened like a week or so ago?
It's kind of still going on, like, social media.
What was the issue?
So, I think it was Brian Hebner, referee, Earl Hebner's son, went on talking about how he's sick of hearing her, you know, the over-exaggerate her ring announcing or the way she gets emotional when things happen. And I'm just sitting here like, who the fuck are you to even say shit like that? Ring announcers can show emotion. She's like one of the best ring announcers today. She has the potential of being the greatest of all time. She's on point. Does she do little extra towards certain people? Sure. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. She does it at the right times, and yeah. Who cares if she gets emotional when shit happens? You're showing real emotion. Isn't that kind of the point? To show some realism?
Yeah, it actually makes it better. Like, when she introduces Chelsea Green,
mm-hmm.
It's entertaining because it's helped building that character. Or when her voice broke because she was, like, joyous of Cody winning at WrestleMania. It gives you that sense of emotion. Fuck Hebner's.
Fuck all the hate, honestly, because she's one of the greatest going now. I think she's number one in my book at this point.
She's awesome.
She's fantastic.
I think it was Triple H tweeted that she is today's Michael Buffer. I get why he said that. But honestly, she's better than Michael Buffer. Because I don't think I didn't enjoy his ring announcing. I thought he was too much. It's like he did commentary during an entrance. You're supposed to just announce him and be done.
Yeah.
And it just takes him forever. And it's like, and no disrespect, he was fine in boxing. But when he was doing some of those main events in WCW, it was like, shut up, dude. And I don't want to disrespect him. I don't. It's just I think she's better than him. Because she does what she's supposed to do. And she adds stuff to it. But in her way, it's better.
Mm-hmm.
So stop the hate. Yeah. Go hate on something more important. Like Jacob Fatu. Because apparently he got signed and now he can go pay back the money that he stole from companies and charities and shit.
Exactly. I think the only hate that really needs to be around is what we do here, because apparently I was told on Saturday that when I yell at Pac-Man, that's the most entertaining part of the show.
Yeah,
I got people like, think, man, I don't even listen to the wrestling part anymore. I just listen to what you're going to say to that fucking guy on your show. And I was like, hey, man, fucking views of you, I don't give a shit at this point. Yeah, it's fine. LAM this weekend?
There will be a Lovely Intoxicated podcast covering Kicks on 66. That will come over the weekend, and then we will have our season finale of the Lovely Intoxicated podcast on May 4th at Fan Access. We have some crazy stuff that we're going to have planned that'll be from 2 to 4. You ever want to see a Lovely Intoxicated podcast episode live? This is your chance. We'll have everybody there but Danny, because Danny, I think, he fears me a little bit. He's a little intimidated by me. You know, he claims that he has to work, and I claim that he's full of shit on that. But I'm still going, regardless, I'm still going to hold on to this title. It's going to take a lot to take this off of me.
Trying to, you're not holding the Damian Saint well, because we saw the picture of that.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Make sure you check out the Power Hour Tuesday nights. Make sure you go check out the Lovely Intoxicated Men's podcast. I don't know why I'm promoting it. They're not fucking Freak Night Studios, but go listen to them as well. Make sure you follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, just by searching the JFW Podcast or Just Freaking Wrestling. And if you want to watch our episodes, you can check it over on the JFW Podcast YouTube channel, or you can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. Just search Just Freaking Wrestling or the JFW Podcast. Like, subscribe, and rate wherever you can, because that helps us out. So, guys, that's all I got.
Time to...
Wait, what? That threw me off. Wait, it's not I Believe We Can anymore? We've changed the wording?
Is this because of fucking Saturday, you dick?
I'm like so thrilled.
That's all I got.
Time to...
Bell,
perfect! As always, I am fantasy. I'm not waiting for you. I'm not fucking waiting for you, man. God.
And I am Nubby the Amazing Turtle, Cowabunga.
Ness Pac-Man. Thank you for listening to the Just Freaking Wrestling. Yeah, mute that shit. Trains are coming. Fucking hung up. And thank you for listening to the episode of Just Freaking Wrestling, the JFW Podcast.